Back then, the people that owned the mills and plantations were called the man. Can you remember anybody like that in Cedartown that was always very powerful, that everybody knew ran a lot of stuff?
You mean was active in the trying to make money for everybody?
No, just trying to make money for themselves, for their business, and just to become rich.
Yes.
Did people in the cotton mills not like that person, or did not get along to that person, or did they look up to that person?
Well, they looked up to that person, but was jealous, you know. People that never have anything much, like a lot of my neighbors, you know, I told you there yesterday that when I went to high school, they'd look out the door and say, "Don't you think you're something?" You know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
And which was just a smart alecky remark. And it made you feel bad. But you had to go to school. I mean,
because they made you feel like you were uppity.
Uh-huh. And we were just normal kids going to school.
And y'all, your family wasn't. That just made them think that y'all were upper class, but y'all weren't.
Uh-huh.
What were some of the subjects that y'all studied during high school?
Oh, we studied, like, in high school, we would have math and English and history, and then we'd start picking up typing, shorthand, you know, all this stuff, and biology, chemistry. We had a building that had chemistry, and of course we'd go in there to do our experience, our experiments.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it was a place, you know, where this is the way the seat went up, like a roost, you know, then the chemistry department, and we could all sit where we could see. There's nobody behind.
Yeah. Was that the same high school that my dad went to?
Mm-hmm.
That was?
Yes.
So my whole family has pretty much came from Polk County.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen Polk County grow tremendously, or do you think it's pretty much stayed about the same size?
Well, I could never figure this out. They say it's growing, but as far as the amount of people that are in this Cedartown and Polk County, it's just about the same as it was even when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in the seventh grade, I remember well my teacher coming in and saying, and she was Cassie Fanny Jones, that's what her name was, and she came in and she says, if any of you children, and this was the seventh grade, are ever asked the question, what's the population of your town? Well then, she says, you can say 10,000. Now she said, I'm telling you, that we don't have 10,000. We have nearly 10,000. But even now, when I see it published, it's
right 10,000.
Right around 10,000. But now buildings just going on and, you know, running over and new houses and everything.
Goodyear Mill closed down. Can you remember what year that they moved?
No, I don't remember what year that closed down. But I think when Harry Jr. was about 1 or 2 years old, they started selling the Goodyear Village. Sold those houses real cheap to the people. We didn't buy that house because we had this one waiting on us to come out here.
Yes.
At that time.
But they started the Goodyear, the village, instead of renting the houses, they went ahead and sold them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then
very reasonable.
And after that, they closed down after a few years.
Mm-hmm.
After they closed down, was there a lot of hardship to Cedar Town people, or did they have to go to Lockheed? Or
They had to go to another plant or move to another town.
So did you see a lot of families having to move?
So a lot of families having to move and worried that they couldn't feed their children.
Uh-huh.
Because the money they made weekly was spent on that family that week. They didn't have money to save, you know, for a rainy day.
Yeah.
And most of the people that bought one of the houses in the Goodyear Village had to go to town and get a Florida loan. And of course, everybody's credit rating wasn't that good, and so even though the houses were at a giveaway price then, because I mean they were just like $1,000, $1,200, something like that.
Uh-huh.
And now you know what they sell for? $30,000.
Yeah. Those houses were mostly like two bedrooms, a kitchen, and the living room.
Yeah, some of them was just one bedroom and a kitchen. That they call an apartment. There's one in each side.
Uh-huh.
And you own just your side.
Your half.
Uh-huh. But then there's some three-room houses that you could have a living room, dining room, kitchen.
Okay.
Or bedroom, whatever you want to turn it into. But then there's four-room houses.
And you lived in a
five-room.
You lived in a five-room.
My family was bigger, than most families.
Yeah. Did your sisters and brothers that worked in the mill like their work?
Well, they didn't have any education for anything other than that work. And so they knew it was a job and it was making money so our family could live. And they never even give it a thought, you know, about grudgingly.
They were trained for one job and
that was it. And they worked there till the mill shut down, and then after they shut the mill down, and they all got to be 65, which most of them were. They gave them a pension, a Goodyear pension.
Did they have a pretty good pension?
Had a pretty good pension. Plus they got, you know, their Social Security, and
uh-huh.
this made enough money. And they tell me around the church, these people that have retired there, that they thank God that they had this, because if they hadn't had Goodyear pension, and then they would not have had enough money to have lived off of. They wouldn't have had the Goodyear pension had it not been for my brother writing letters and getting them on up and about their business, you know,
uh-huh.
because he knew they were going to have to retire soon, and they would need this money, and under a plan of insurance, this is how they got it.
Uncle Luther started or helped start the union.
Yes.
In Goodyear.
Yes.
How did he go about doing that? Can you recall?
Yeah, he was joint board manager of the AFL-CIO, and then they would have a meeting, and like they'd have 10 or 12 men or women with him that would go out to visit. If Miss Jones over there wasn't a member of the AFL-CIO or whatever order it was, then they would go sit down in her living room and talk to her and tell her the pros and cons of just having this.
And joining.
Yeah.
And most people did join the union.
Yes, they sure did.
And Uncle Luther was the one that got that started.
Yes.
Uncle Luke did a lot with Goodyear and the union in Cedartown.
Yes.
Can you recall of anything else that he had worked on and done? Did he go to anywhere else and try to start up unions?
Yes, he did. He did. He went over in, to North Carolina and worked over there.
He did. He worked on unions in North Carolina also.
In Macon. And Woolen Mill here in Cedartown.
Uh-huh. Did he make pretty good money doing that?
He made a good salary for that time.
Uh-huh. Did a lot of that type of work, did he ever have to come to violence in
yeah.
it?
Yeah, sometimes they did, and sometimes men that were walking the picket line would get arrested for something, you know.
Uh-huh.
But the same happened to men and women that was for the company, too, you know.
Did he ever have to put people on strike?
Yes.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Did that make people in Cedartown not like him sometimes?
Yes. I think there's a few people that didn't want to lose the time out of the mill, and they felt like they had children. They had to go in there to work, and there's that to work mm-hmm. somewhere.
Did Uncle Lon, did he work in the mill?
Mm-hmm. He was on supervision
uh-huh.
in the mill. But, you know, he was such an easygoing person, you know. He handled his crew of workmen real well.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they appreciated his kindness.
Yeah. And Uncle Barney didn't work in the mill.
Yes, he did.
Oh, he did?
He worked in the mill, and he worked in machine shop where he worked with tools. He didn't, he at the start with, when he went in the mill, he run frames, you know, like the girls did,
uh-huh.
Harry and everybody. But then later, he got a promotion, you know, when they found out he was a mechanical-minded person.
Uh-huh. Did B.S.?
Yes. B.S. run frames like Harry did
uh-huh.
in the card room.
Okay. And Clarence worked in the mill.
He worked some. He didn't work as much as others.
Yeah. And all your sisters worked
all
in the mill.
All my sisters.
So the mill had a lot to do with your life.
Oh, I wouldn't have had a life if it hadn't been for that. Of course, I'm sure that they would have found something else for my family to do, but we wouldn't have had anything, so I have to give them praise for that.
Yeah. Since your father died right after you were born, did you miss the guidance of a father most of your life? Or did your mother just step in?
She stepped in and took over mother and father. But now she talked about our father in front of us. He would do this and he would do that, or he would do it this way
uh-huh.
and your daddy would. And I'm not going to let you get away from this, about this thing, because your daddy would have made you do so-and-so way.
And later, was Aunt Sybil was born.
Yes.
Aunt Sybil, later in her life, became city commissioner of Cedartown.
Yes. She was always active in all things, you know. And someone wanted her to run for the commissioner. Well, she was the first woman commissioner ever to serve in Cedartown, and the last. I mean, she's been the only one. Then she stayed there a few years, and then
she always played an active part in local government.
Yes, and then when and then after she died, she had helped so much on this
bypass
road,
That they named it after her.
Then they named it after her.
And the bypass runs right next, beside our house. That's it.